Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got some Cowboys to get to, because Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Analysis, probably the king of the analytic football world. He is a superstar, so much so that a handful of NFL teams actually outsource him on a week-to-week basis to assist in their game plans.
That's incredible.
So this guy is really next level, and he comes out with his football preview every year where he sort of looks back at the previous season and then looks ahead to what's to come, including what you did good last year, what you didn't do good, what you need to do better moving forward, and looking at the schedule. He does a really good job at going strength of schedule where we're at here. So we'll pick this apart, and we can get back into it. Throughout the next week or so as we lead up to the season, honestly, because there's so much to get into, we'll probably just scratch the surface here in this segment. But before we do any of that, here is Jane Slater of the NFL Network giving you an Amari injury update and a Cheeto position update.
Well, still a little muddy, Rhett. You know, we asked Coach about this yesterday, and we noticed him off to the side working with resistance cords, along with, might I add, Sean Lee, who has not practiced since the start of training camp, and linebacker Luke Gifford. Now, they say that they just use mathematical information just to get a sense of wear and tear. And so it sounds like they're just giving him some days to work through things. And he even said at one point last year, at this point in camp, everybody's dealing with something. So we'll keep an eye on it. I do want to focus on the return of another player, though. We talked offense earlier. Let's talk a little bit about defense. And, you know, JJ, I know this is something that you can talk about. Mike McCarthy loving flexibility from his players. Chidobe Awuzie, the cornerback that we haven't seen at practice in more than a week. He injured his right knee during team period. Now, he played some safety in college. There were rumors that he was going to get some plays there. He's the corner for the team. He said he hadn't been asked that, but of course now with some of those injuries, Xavier Woods wasn't at practice today. There's been a big emphasis, especially from their defensive backs coach, who said, from day one, I told all my DBs, you guys all play DB. Don't lock yourself in a position. Learn them all. And I think what's interesting here, guys, is Trayvon Diggs has had such an impressive camp. This gives them the opportunity to get Trayvon out there. In fact, Trayvon was talking about he went into the film room and started working on different footwork techniques in order to better mirror the receivers. You know, he is a former receiver, so he knows how to get to the ball. And that included keeping his feet active and remaining patient at the line of scrimmage. What can you guys tell me about just seeing that flexibility with corner safety? We certainly saw it with Byron Jones here in Dallas.
So that's interesting, Jane. You know, what I can tell you is certainly Cheeto was a good safety at Colorado. I liked his position flexibility coming out of the draft. However, Brian Broaddus has also told us from the practices that he's been able to watch, Cheeto was the best corner out there on the field. So certainly it's a good thing that Diggs has performed to where, all right, they feel comfortable maybe rocking with him at one of the starting corner spots. But I would just rather play Cheeto at corner. And if you're in a pinch and you've got to move him over to safety, then fine. But, I mean, are we really going to take a guy that's played corner for 3 years and now all of a sudden he's had a good camp and apparently he's looking better with the new DB coaches and the new defensive scheme and how they're teaching the corners to now actually play the football instead of let's play the receiver's eyes and your hands go up when they go up? No, why don't you turn around and locate the football? You have every right to that ball just like the receiver does. Let's go and try and make a play on it. I'd rather see what he can do now being well-coached the position and start at corner versus, all right, let's go ahead and put a dude out there who hasn't played the position in 3 or 4 years and just gamble and see how it goes. Again, another reason why Earl Thomas just makes so much sense.
Right, that's the thing for me. It's like, okay, I get it. You want Chito. He's one of those guys that has that ability, and that's a really nice thing to have when you're in a pinch, when you find yourself in a desperate moment. But I don't think you are desperate unless you don't have Earl Thomas. And I just there's no reason to move Chito when you can just go get Earl Thomas. So hopefully that ends up being the case. I am curious about the Amari stuff, though. Like,
are you worried about it?
I'm not losing any sleep over it, but I'm certainly monitoring. Like, he's like, at this point in training camp, everybody's got something. Well, not everybody's something is keeping him out. So I can't
Especially with how last year went. And he told us when we had him on our show, you know, it was the most challenging season injuries-wise that he's been through in his NFL career. And it does seem like there's always something every year with Amari. I mean, even during his time with the Raiders, I think he was dealing with some of that plantar fasciitis in his foot. So, I mean, now, you know, whether it's a hamstring, whether it's a groin, the soft tissue stuff, and we've talked about this on our show, and the fan text has also, you know, been very aware of it as well. You know, those are issues. When you've had a shortened offseason and you come into this and you don't have your typical mini camps and OTAs and now you're in training camp, you know, I do think week one, that might be something we see an uptick in more than usual, is players leaving those games with a hammy or a groin or whatever it might be, because these guys are just, they haven't been going full speed. Not to mention, I know, you know, I think these guys are going to be just fine not having a preseason, because as we've talked about it, a lot of the starters aren't getting a whole lot of playing time in preseason anyway. But when your entire roster hasn't played a meaningful football game against an opponent that's not yourself since January for some of these teams, that's a lot to rear up for in a week and a half here, man.
What's your concern level with Amari right now? 877-881-1053. As we dive into the Warren Sharp football preview. Now, I do want to give you the opener, like what he writes in terms of his 2019 Kansas City Chiefs overview, because the way he comes out of the gates here is pretty spectacular. And then we'll get into some
like all caps, the Cowboys. Pat Mahomes.
He starts it off by saying, Pat Mahomes is at the mic. You have one question you can ask him. Mine is simple. How? As in, how the hell are you so damn great at football? How the hell are you capable of doing the things that you do? The man is like Neo. He sees the Matrix, and no matter how many Mr. Andersons he's up against or how overwhelming the odds appear to be, he can get his team out of the jam. That's like, that's how
I love
he,
the Neo.
Yeah. The Matrix reference is
so strong,
is wonderful. And of course, because Pat Mahomes, he is the superstar of the entire sport. He does ridiculous things. And
how did he do that?
That is just, I mean, you find yourself asking that question constantly when you watch Mahomes, and they're down by three scores in the playoffs. And next thing you know, they're winning by double digits.
So did you see what he did last night? The Chiefs get their Super Bowl rings, right? So he's on the field, and the whole team, and they're all separated 6 feet apart. I thought it was
beautiful how
they did it.
Was it a couple nights ago?
I just saw this stuff on social media last night, so maybe it was.
Well, because you're not a Chief guy.
Yeah, no, not at all. So what they did, or what he did afterwards, was he turned what was a night about him and the Chiefs and ended up getting a suite all decked out with roses and a beautiful display, and he proposed to his longtime girlfriend.
Oh, that's lovely.
So instead, you know, in true form, I mean, she puts his new fiance put this out on Instagram, like, you know, it's a night that was about you. You made it about us. It's a we thing. It just goes to show.
He's just the ultimate
the
team
guy. The true mensch that Patrick Mahomes
ultimate
is, baby.
Teammate. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty.
Texas
I
kid, like man.
Guy. Pretty awesome. Yeah, me too. Okay, here we go. Let's take a look at some of the things that Warren Sharp found when he did a balls deep sort of entry into the Cowboys
sure
2019 season. Yeah, it was that deep. It was that deep, believe me, because we're just going to scratch the surface here. But one of the interesting things, and we talked about this early on in the season last year, was how ridiculous it was. You come out of the gates first 2 weeks of the season, and you're going play action like crazy. We see it felt like a whole different offense. Kellen Moore's doing motion, and he's going play action, and we're throwing the ball, scoring all these points. So much so that we were
so giddy. Do you remember that? We were 3-0, like, oh, we're taking the NFL by storm.
Feeling like $1 million. First game of the season last year, you had the Cowboys on 41% of their passing attempts week one. They were play action. The next week they were 39%. So through 2 weeks, they were averaging 40% play action, and the league average was 23%. And so you'll remember part of the reason why play action is so good for Dak wasn't even so much that his own numbers were better, at least in 2018. It was just that the sack percentage went way down. Like, their sack percentage on non-play action plays in 2018, the last time we didn't have Travis Frederick, was like 11%. On play action plays, it dipped all the way under 2%. So that was the big thing. It's like, hey, play action will just keep this dude from getting sacked here. So that's a huge thing. So 2019, Kellen Moore, first 2 weeks of the season, play action almost doubled the league average. And what was so special about it was the average yards per attempt for Dak went skyrocketing. So in 2018, he was 7.5 yards on play action per attempt. The league average was 8.6. So in 2018, he was below league average in terms of how far he was pushing the ball down the field on play action. In 2019, it went all the way up to 11.5 through those first 2 weeks. So through 2 weeks of the season, you're going play action almost half the time,
Holy cow.
The league average, and you're pushing the ball past the first down marker on average for Dak, just pushing the ball down the field.
And I had a NARB.
I did. Well, I was like, where's this coming from?
Wouldn't that
like,
be a VARB? Kellen,
you gave it to me.
Zero and I kind of had this conversation privately.
Right.
When it's a very apparent reason.
Very apparent.
And we knew what the reason was.
Right.
So this would be a VARB category. Where
Amen.
It's the play action. So we know exactly why this one's a chubbin.
That's perfect. Because I've been wondering that as well. I've gotten so many people texting me about NARB.
Because I love
moments,
the NARBs.
But I'm like people text me after Luca's game winner. Luca's game winner.
Right.
Everybody was like, NARB. And I'm like, Phyllis, yeah, of course I'm fully torqued right now, but I there's a reason for this. There's not no reason for this.
It's
Luca is the reason for this here VARB.
Oh,
I'm glad that you hit me with that there. VARB, that's good. So that's why we were VARBing through 2 weeks of the season last year. The weird thing that happened was you have after the first few games of the season, I mean, you're sitting there 3-0, you're going play action like crazy, you're pushing the ball down the field, and it's wonderful. Then all of a sudden, you stop doing that, and their numbers go way down in terms of how often they were using the play action, 18%.
And this is where we like to say it's Jason Garrett's fault, right? this is where Jay Jeezy decided on the road, New Orleans, I'm going to step in here. You had your fun, Kellen, the first 3 weeks. Now this is a serious football game. Big Daddy's going to take over the reins.
Exactly. So it was just one of those weird deals where they totally went away from what was working for them, and clearly play action is something that worked for Dak more so than ever last year because he wasn't getting sacked and he was pushing the ball down the field next level, at least in those first few weeks, and then things just changed. So that's one thing that we need to see moving forward.
Play action, play action.
The play action is
and
really,
the 11
really
personnel.
Strong. The 11 personnel, yes, I will give you one instance when the 11 personnel isn't what you want to do,
but it's
a very just small thing. It's not like an indictment on the Cowboys as a whole.
What is it? What's the small thing?
Well, it's just simply, and I'll get to it later in specifics.
Oh, is it something
but,
you gotta, like, find?
Well, it's just one of those deals where Ezekiel Elliott, and it comes down to, you know, how he's talked about the thing he wanted to improve the most on this year, which was his pass
route
catching
running.
And his route running and actually getting out and doing things, because the Cowboys just have been one of the worst teams in the league when it comes to throwing to Ezekiel Elliott. It just hasn't been in terms of a success rate and expected points added. Those are analytical numbers here that really matter on a play-to-play basis. They're super low when throwing to Zeke. And so a lot of that is teams are better throwing to their running backs when they're in 12 personnel instead of 11 personnel. So that was just one of those weird things where if you're going to throw it to Zeke, maybe 12 personnel is a little bit better, yada, yada, yada. But that coming
Especially
out of the gates.
Have him and Pollard on the field at the same time. Then you don't know where it's going.
For sure.
Keep the defense on their heels. That's what we want, right?
That's exactly what
heels
we want.
Heels, D. We want to be pushing the momentum here.
Yeah.
Push the tempo.
We need all the – I really want to see a lot of Pollard and Zeke on the field together. I think you can get pretty creative there. But let's hold off because there is – I mean, we're already out of time here on this one.
No, I don't like holding off. I like going just full bore.
From the red zone to the Cowboys' schedule, some concerns. You thought the rush defense was bad last year. Well – we're looking at a schedule that the rush offenses that the Cowboys took on last year might not have been that great. And this year, looking ahead to 2020, supposed to be pretty dang good. So there's a lot more interesting things to look at here with the Cowboys. Warren Sharp's football preview. If we don't get more into it tonight, we'll certainly sprinkle dinkle it in leading up to the Cowboys-Rams opener next Sunday.
Jeez, I don't even want to wait.
I know. Well, we can do some more tonight. I'm like totally down to do some more tonight.
Man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.